a copy of a story that appeared in the Los Angeles Times, he says, a prestigious newspaper, not the oft-maligned Weekly World News. Quoting the story, "In retrospect, lighting the match was my big mistake, but I was only trying to retrieve the gerbil," Eric Tomaszewski told bemused doctors in the severe burns unit of Salt Lake City Hospital. Tomaszewski and his homosexual partner, Andrew Kinky Farnham, had been admitted for emergency treatment after a felching session had gone seriously wrong. "I pushed a cardboard tube up his rectum and slipped Raggett, our gerbil, in," he explained. As usual, Kinky shouted out, "Armageddon!" My cue that he'd had enough. "I tried to retrieve Raggett, but he wouldn't come out again, so I peered into the tube and struck a match, thinking the light might attract him." At a hushed press conference, a hospital spokesman described what happened next. "The match ignited a pocket of intestinal gas and flame shot out the tube, igniting Mr. Tomaszewski's hair and severely burning his face. It also set fire to the gerbil's fur and whiskers, which in turn ignited a larger pocket of gas further up the intestine, propelling the rodent out like a cannonball." Armageddon! Tomaszewski suffered second-degree burns and a broken nose from the impact of the gerbil, while Farnham suffered first and second-degree burns to his anus and lower intestinal tract. Armageddon! Peered into the tube and struck a match, thinking the light might make the gerbil come out. So that's what felching is all about. Armageddon! Who says that? I didn't. Robert D. Raymond on the Gunborn Billy Show.
Well, hello there, and welcome.
Well, and welcome to you as well.
Well, this is Captain Cox, and this is Dal's Gay Pod.
Yes, it is, and I am Fonda Cox, your fabulous, wonderful mistress hostess.
And I am Captain...
And who might you be?
Oh, I'm Captain Cox, honey. You know me.
And?
I'm Captain Cox.
I know, but you got to tell the people who you are.
Well, I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. My name is Captain Cox.
Oh, okay, y'all. His name is Captain Cox. I forget. I haven't seen you in a week.
Oh, that's true, honey. That's really funny.
Mm-hmm.
So have you
been? So what's up? What's happening?
No, you first. You first.
Oh, I've been okay.
Just okay?
Well, life. I mean, well, I've been recouping since... I was last with you.
Uh-huh.
Finally, all my battle wounds are healing.
Uh-huh.
My bruise is almost gone on my leg.
Has anything come back to you yet about...
I still have no idea how... No.
No fucking clue.
And like I said, it's going to be one of those things when I die and I see Jesus. I go, can you please tell me, what did I do in San Diego?
Exactly.
And then he'll probably go, oh, you know what? I forgot about that. Guess what? You need to go downstairs.
You are a tranny whore, is what he's going to say.
Oh, I know, right?
Oh, man. So what,
so
we're
what
talking,
about you?
What I was going to say was, what we're talking about is Fonda showed up one night, and she, well, one night. The night, what night was that?
The first night.
Was it Friday night?
Yes, Friday night in San Diego, because we had Friday night in San Diego.
Right.
And we had Saturday in Orange County.
Friday night in San
Diego.
So, yeah. And hold on. Friday night in San Diego. I just decided to turn the webcam on, so I got to put a hat on my head because I look like a tranny whore. Anyways, you were saying Friday night in San Diego, and you woke up the next morning with a humongous bruiso on your thigh.
On my leg, on my thigh.
On your leg, and it was not pretty.
And a bump on my head.
And a bump on your head. A big old bump on your head, too. It was redonkulous.
Yeah, the bump's gone. That's gone. It's just the bruise on my leg that
is still lingering.
It's still lingering.
Well, honey, I hope you figured that out. I wish we knew what had happened. You know what I'm thinking happened is you probably went out on the patio to smoke at Rich's and probably fell. That's my guess. Because I think
not at Rich's. It might have been at Ryan's, but I didn't fall down at the club.
Are you sure? Because you don't know.
We would have known when we got in the car to leave. Y'all would have said, "Oh my God, what'd you do to yourself?"
Honey, that's the problem. We didn't even get in the car. We didn't get in the car. Ryan's walking distance from Rich's. We walked home.
Well, y'all still would have seen it when I got home or something.
Girl,
this happened sometime after I got back to the house.
Are you sure?
I'm thinking I must have fallen out on the patio.
I'm thinking you fell out on the patio at Rich's is what I'm truly thinking.
I don't think so.
I think so. Mm-hmm. So I've got this air freshener. For those of you who are listening and watching live, which is no one at the moment.
Well, let me go watch. I'll go watch you.
I got this little dangly thing. It's an air freshener, but it was from JetBlue Airlines. And it says, JetBlue has L.A. covered. Jet from Long Beach, Burbank, and LAX. JetBlue. Happy jetting. JetBlue.com. And with roomy leather seats and the most legroom in coach, JetBlue gives you more. More stretching out, more relaxation, more reasons to choose JetBlue. Welcome aboard. It's a little air freshener. So, I got that at Gay Pride this weekend.
That's just fancy.
You know what? Listen, we never start our show off appropriately professionally. Wait, professionally?
Yeah, well, whoever claimed to be professionals?
And we wonder why we can't get a gig, honey. We wonder why. Did you see that? Did you see the video of the rednecks this afternoon?
Yes.
Oh,
yes, I did.
Oh, my God. Honey, I thought that was like a scene from my last family reunion. How redonkulous were those two?
They were pretty ignorant.
Well, and you know what's funny is I thought the camera person was a man. Apparently, the camera person was a woman, not even a man. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I thought the same thing, too. And then she said something about, "You treat your woman that you love like this?" And I'm like, oh, my God, it's a woman?
That's a woman. I was shocked. If you want to see the video, you can go see the video. I posted it at DallasGayBod.com, and it's under the WTF. Which, we should actually identify the WTF situation that came on about...
I enlightened you to this.
You did. In fact, you know what? I had seen it, but I was going to ignore it. But what had happened is that Fonda had sent me a text message last week and said, "Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God." That was a little gay, sorry. Anyway, it was a lot gay.
Never stopped you before.
Honey, do you like my scruff? That's pretty butch of me, isn't it?
I've never seen you with that much scruff.
I know, it's a lot of scruff.
Unemployment's working out well for you, huh?
It's working out like a hot diggity dog, honey, a hot diggity dog. Anyways,
unemployment for you is like me not dating. I don't shave when I'm not dating.
You are so hateful. I hate you with a smile.
I know.
Anyways.
So anyway, back to the WTF.
The WTF. We had found out that Mr. Keith Olbermann, I almost want to cuss when I say his name because he's such a loser on MSNBC, which is the loser network of news. And anybody who gets their news from MSNBC, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Actually, you know what? It's all right. It's cool. You can listen to MSNBC, but the ratings are in the crapper. Why? Because they suck. So why would you listen to that shit? You know, that's what I'm saying. Why would you listen to that?
It's listen to us to get all your news.
Let's get all your news here at DallasGayPod.com. Anyway, so Keith Olbermann launched, 2 weeks ago, a WTF segment on his TV show, which is interesting because I'm a little surprised that the WTF is allowed on National Cable News Network. I'm surprised they allowed the WTF because everybody knows what WTF means. You know, you can't change the meaning of WTF. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how that's legal. Is that legal, Fonda? What's going on here?
I guess. I mean, you can. They say stuff on TV all the time now that they used to not. But well, some people could say it means something. They could say it means something else.
Well, that's true. That is true. But WTF, he does a WTF segment now on MSNBC on his little nightly show that competes with Bill O'Reilly. And Bill O'Reilly obviously spanks his ass under the table ratings-wise. I don't care what they say. Ratings-wise, I mean, that's what it comes down to. Advertising dollars and ratings. Who's got the ratings and who's bringing in the advertising dollars? Outside of that, nobody cares, really. Honestly.
Okay, back to the WTF.
WTF. So now we have a WTF section on our website.
I gotta keep him on point.
And WTF has been going on Dallas Gay Pod for a good 3 months now. Pretty much the extent of my sabbatical from work.
Has it only been 3 months?
No, honey, it's been longer than that, but we're going to say
I thought so.
It's been longer than 3 months.
Okay, 3 months.
Anyway, so go back. I just posted this video at DallasGayPod.com under the WTF link. It's titled, What Happens When You Mix Technology and Rednecks? And it is hysterical. And apparently, you'll be confused too, I'm sure. There is a husband and wife duo making this little radio spot with a video camera. They have like their own show on YouTube. They have their own
channel like
on YouTube.
I think they're called vlogs.
Ridiculous. Yeah, they have their own little vlog on YouTube. And they're like in the sticks of Alabama. It's shocking.
Kentucky.
It's ridiculous. Kentucky, thank you. It's ridiculous. It's out of control. And I don't know what to say about it. I'm just all shades of shitty because these little people with... well, you just have to see the video. See the video. In fact, I sent that video to my aunt, and I said, did these people by chance escape from our family reunion last year? Because it's all way too familiar. So
I just have to say, I was just so relieved when they said they were from Kentucky, because I was like, oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
Please don't be from Texas.
They aren't
don't
from,
be Texas. From Texas.
They
please.
Are not from Texas.
Yay! Praise Jesus.
Well, you know what I want to do? I want to start with what we normally end with, and I would like to start with the local section. And I have quite a list, if you had looked at the show notes this week. I want to say, first of all, I want to say thank you to Armando in Dallas. Thank you for uploading. Armando had every single episode of Dallas Gay Pod from episode number one. To our
he's the
episode.
Armando we like.
He's the Armando we now like and are going to be jacking off to from this day forward, because who in their right mind saves episodes of us, honey? Back, that was 4 or 5 years ago. That was 5 years ago. Your first episode with Michael Glenwick, 5 years ago. And he's got
on the
all.
First episode, when you listen to it, it's so not... who we have become.
And what's
going
to happen is that we are going to start playing segments. We don't have all of the segments right now, but we are going to... Well, I have nothing right now. He's uploading it as we speak to his server. But what we're going to be doing is we're going to be playing little short segments from episode one forward. We're at episode 101 now. So, I mean, and to think that this is like a free show, we do this for fun, as a hobby, just for shits and giggles, and we're already at 101... that's pretty cool. Most gay podcasts don't last past, you know, two. Honestly, come on. Seriously. And, so anyways, we have a couple of listeners in our, Argamando. I don't know who that is. That's probably Darren again. Darren, if you're fucking around with the names, you are on the shit list. So, oh, is it Armando in Dallas or is it Armando in Phoenix.
Where are you
and by
from,
Phoenix,
Armando?
I mean, you know. Are you serious? Okay, so that's Armando that we're talking about in Dallas, apparently. So we were just giving you props, Armando, for sending us our episodes. Oh, he wants us to plug the GLBT Dallas. Win a trip to Dallas Pride. Okay, what do I do? Oh, thank you very much. He's giving me a little show note, things to read here. So we're going to plug GLBT.
Hey, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you very much. GLBT Dallas, win a trip to Dallas Pride. Go to www.glbtdallas.com, which is kind of like the gay section of the Dallas. It's not the Chamber of Commerce. What would you call it? I don't know what you would call it. He's going to tell me here in a second because I'm asking. But anyway, it's round trip airfare, 3-night stay at the. I'm from Oklahoma, honey. Public education. How do you say that word? Do you see it?
What, Dallas Convention and Visitors Bureau?
No, the line above it.
No, 3-night stay at the Jule Dallas.
You sound so French.
Or do you not understand round trip airfare?
Well, I was going to say Jolie Dallas, 3-night stay at the Jolie Dallas Hotel. And, of course, the Dallas Convention and Visitor Center. Oh, he said Jewel.
Oh, he said that's pronounced Jewel.
Jewel, thank you. See, that's what I'm saying. That's what public education in Oklahoma gets you, honey. Jewel. Excuse me, Jewel. Anyway, so that's Armando.
You can't even say skill.
I can't even say Jewel. But that's Armando. He's got every freaking episode. And I, like, came in my panties 3 times last night when I found out he had them all. So who in the hell has every fucking... He deserves a prize, Fonda. Fonda?
Okay.
Send him a pair of your used crafting...
Oh, he don't want those.
No, he probably doesn't want those. I wish that we could get both of our audio streams on here. Oh, he wants to meet you, Fonda.
Oh, he wants to meet. Okay, then we'll arrange to have drinks at the Grapevine.
Yes, Fonda says. I know you can't hear her, but Fonda says we'll arrange to have drinks at the Grapevine. And I will be.
And
back.
He wants to record with us.
Yes, I will be back this summer. If you can't wait till the summer, we can do it like we're doing now, and we can add you here.
Get you some Skype.
We'll get you some Skypies going on, some Skype action and whatnot, and it'll be...
He works next to the Grapevine.
You know who he works for, honey. He works for Steve.
Yeah, I know what's right next door.
Yes, yeah, he works there with Mr. Jolly. Fonda knows all about Mr. Jolly. Well, not all. That sounds scandalous. He knows Mr. Jolly. Anyway, so yeah, he works right there by you. And you know what, Armando? I don't know if you knew this about me. Before I met Steve, I used to work for the Dallas Observer. Mm-hmm. Sure did. I was there for 8 months before I got fired. Probably shouldn't be saying that, but it's true. It was advertising sales. It was like, ugh. It was ridiculous. They were fucking whores. So, but they did give us we did win an award for the best podcast theme song in Dallas. 1 year. That was, 3 years ago? They're still crackheads. Is Amy still working there? I hear she got married. I'm not sure if, what her new name is, but Amy was the advertising sales director. She got married. She was a lesbian. So, anyways. All right.
I'm trying to get my chat to talk in this room. It's not doing it.
It's not working. Well, let me tell you about this weekend. So, this weekend was Gay Pride. Long Beach, which apparently, this is hearsay because I can neither confirm nor deny, but Gay Pride Long Beach is the second largest gay pride in the United States, and we were there, and my camera was there, and my camera stayed there or went home with someone else because I no longer have a blue Canon camera. So, any of you whores out there that were at Long Beach Pride stole my camera, please email me, and I will send you an email address where you can send it back. Actually, you can't send it back via email.
Yeah, like that's going to happen.
You're going to have to send it back via regular mail. If you're really nice, I might send one of my single boys out to suck your cock and remove the camera from your possession. But anyways, so yeah.
But where's it possessed?
Exactly. So I lost my camera and a lot of great photos. And one of the photos that was memorable to me was Miss Angina. Angina, everybody know Miss Angina from RuPaul's Drag Race?
Yeah, from RuPaul's Drag Race.
Let me tell you, after her little meltdown and breakdown and turnaround on the catwalk on RuPaul's Drag Race, I was expecting a little more humility from her.
A little bit more humbled.
Say again?
Humbled.
Humbled, yeah. I was expecting like a humbled, down-to-earth drag queen. Wrong. Try again. That cunt, and I say cunt with a capital K because she was not nice. She was nasty, honey. One of my friends went up to her to ask for a photo. Vic, you met Vic. He did the drag number with me at the
AIDS
Walk
love Vic.
Event. And so... He went up and said, hey, can I get a photo with you? And I quote, I'm sorry, honey. You're going to have to come back at 5:30 when I'm taking photos and photo shoots. 5:30 is when photos are going to be accepted. And she had that little Barbie doll stuck to her bald head, you know, with the little sprout coming out the top. And the Barbie doll's dangling down here in the two legs. She, like, twisted those little legs back, flipped them back, and just turned around and walked away from Vic. I could not believe it, honey. I could not believe that attitude coming from the loser of RuPaul's Drag Race. Number one, to be a loser is one thing, but to be a loser on the Logo channel, on the Drag Race network, give me an effing break. That was redonkulous attitude, and it was not called for. I mean, what does she think? She's arrived? You know what I'm... What the hell? She fucking lost the damn show. What are you writing over there?
I'm trying... I can't chat in the room, so tell our friend that I was trying to talk with him, but it's not letting me, so I'm just
Armando,
sitting and looking.
Fonda wants to let you know that she's trying to respond to your text and get your contact info. I will send... Actually, Fonda is on my Facebook, and she was bitching today that, oh, I don't know why nobody on our show adds me as my Facebook friend. Well, it's because she's in the closet on her Facebook, but I will send you her Facebook link when we get off of here. If you want to find it right now, you can go to... I won't do that, Fonda. I won't tell him.
Yeah, thanks.
I won't tell the world, all four of them, and they're listening. I will tell you after the show.
Even though you say her name every other minute.
That is true. That is true. Well, then, bitch, look her up. What the fuck are you telling me for? Look the bitch up. She's on my website. She's on my website. She's on the fucking Facebook. So, anyways.
On your.
Angina, Long Beach Pride, Contour. Okay, check. Next, Ripples. Okay, let me tell you about Ripples, honey. Ripples was where we went the weekend before you showed up. And we've been to Ripples before. And I was going to talk about this last week when you were here. And we totally ran out of time because we were in the car. And we arrived at our destination before, you know, we were done chatting. But let me tell you about Ripples. We didn't talk about Ripples. Correct? If we did talk about Ripples last episode, tell me to shut up because I don't want to bore everybody. Do you remember?
Well, just do a condensed version.
Yeah, let me tell you, we've been to Ripples in Huntington Beach a few times. The fucking Ripples is right on the beach. It's a beach bar, which means that it's supposed to be casual. You can come in out of surfing and go in and, like, have a cocktail or whatever. So we went to Ripples with some friends, our friend Philip and his boyfriend Octavio and Jason and Roberto and Robert and I don't know who else was there, but those were the important ones. And first of all, they walk in, it's like $7 cover, which you think, okay, $7 is not that big of a deal. Okay, but once you go into the bar and you see what you're paying for, you're totally raped in the ass with the $7 cover. That's my first bitch. Second bitch. Okay, so see my cocktail here? This is like a full 8-ounce glass of water. Well, it's not water, but it would hold 8 ounces of water. Okay, try right here. This is the cup they give us. It's like one of those little tiny solo mouthwash cups that you get at the dentist when they tell you to swash and spit. It was one of those cups. And those cups went for $7.25. Absolutely ridiculous. Yes, oh my whore. And then you go upstairs to where the main dance floor is and the go-go dancers, and they have like little guards who stand by the dance floor and don't let you dance with your glass. You cannot take your little plastic 25-cent solo cup out on the dance floor because they do not allow drinks on the dance floor, which means this is the perfect opportunity for people to get date raped because you have to leave your cup on these little round tables they have surrounding the dance floor. How redonkulous is that? I mean, that's a lawsuit waiting to happen. Let me tell you what, if I put my cup down and somebody were to slip me a roofie after I got my nuts off, I would then take my little ass back to the bar and sue the fucking asses off those people. I would own that bar because that is ridiculous. You're going to have a fucking dance floor and not allow people in a bar and not allow people to fucking drink while they're dancing? What are you laughing
at? You're going to sue them. And then you're going to own that bar, and then when Anjana shows up and wants in, you're going to say, no, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. You're going to have to come back at 5:20 when we're taking photos of cunts like you. So, I'm sorry. I'm a little bitter. I'm a little upset over that. Let me tell you what, though. I Yelped the fuck out of them. I let them have it, honey, on Yelp. So, and then we were passing out our Dallas Gay Pod.
Was that the same place?
Go ahead.
But was it that not the same place that y'all were at that when you ordered from a bartender, you had to keep going to that same bartender?
You had to remind me. Yes. So let me tell you this. So we walked in. I went to the bartender right at the bar downstairs. And so I ordered the first round of drinks. So we take our drinks upstairs. I left my tab open. And, you know, I can understand coming back to the same bar. I don't understand having to go back to the same bartender because I came back down to the bar about an hour later and I ordered another round of drinks. And some guy took my order, no questions asked. No, do you have a tab open? Are you working with another bartender? Anything. He just took my order, got my drinks, and then said that would be, you know, whatever it was. And I said, well, I have a tab. He goes, I'm sorry, we don't share tabs here. You're going to have to, like, close out or pay with cash because you owe me this amount of money, and I don't share my tab with the other bartender. And I'm thinking, are you fucking kidding me? And he wasn't kidding, honey. That was him hardcore all the way. So I said, okay, fine. Close me out, and I'm done. And so he closed me out. He gave my card back to the original bartender I had gone to. I said, what are you doing? He goes, I'm putting your card back in the cup with your tab. I said, no, I am done. Close me the fuck out. Done, with a capital D. And so I was done. That's ridiculous.
And then there was the business card episode.
And then the business card episode. So we were passing out our business cards because we had club cards printed up for our AIDS walk fundraiser benefit that I did in drag, which was fabulous. Besides the fact I fell down, if you want to see the video, go to DallasGayPod.com. It's on the homepage. You can see it. My shoes got twisted, and I came tumbling down, blah, 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 blah. So anyways, we were passing out our cards saying, go to the website. We're doing an AIDS benefit here in Orange County for the OC AIDS Walk. Check it out. If you want to donate money, there's a link on our website, blah, 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 blah. So I put all the information on our homepage. Well, my friend Philip gave a card to the manager, and the manager said, I'm going to give this back to you, and the next time you decide to come to somebody's bar and hand out your cards, you better clear it with the management first, because that is not acceptable. And so Phil was like feeling like shit, because they weren't even his damn cards. But they were picking up our cards off the tables and throwing them in the trash. All the bartenders were going by, and I caught a couple of them doing this. Going by picking up our cards and trashing them. And first of all, those things are not cheap. Secondly, that's just fucking rude. You know, it's doing something for the community. If you cannot support the community as a whole, fuck you, motherfucker. The community's not going to support you. So that's my little slam on Ripples. And they were in the Gay Pride Parade this weekend. And, of course, they had a float. It was gay. What can you say? I really don't care if we ever go back to Ripples because of the shitty attitude that we had. And speaking of customer service, which that's all I'm, you know, that's what I'm all about. Okay, so everybody knows about Hamburger Mary's, correct?
Love Hamburger Mary's.
Okay, you love them, yes. Okay, well, that's why, you used to have one in Dallas, correct?
And yes, and I absolutely loved it. I used to take my kids there.
What happened to Hamburger Mary's in Dallas? Why is it no more?
It just wasn't making the money that it needed to stay open.
But why do you think it was not making money, honey?
I really don't know. I don't know all the ins and outs. Oh, it was awesome.
Really?
It was awesome. I loved that place. When I would go, we would go on Sunday morning for brunch, and I'd take my kids, and they would do gospel drag brunch.
Okay.
And they would have, like, a buffet set out of, like, Southern breakfast foods and right. Lunch foods. They'd have meatloaf and fried chicken and all this stuff. It was like Southern gospel brunch.
Okay.
And also you had a bottomless mimosa that you got with it. So our little guy, he would come around, he would have a big picture of mimosas, and he always constantly was filling the mimosas. We called him Mimosa Bitch, even little Harry Cox. What are you looking at?
Me?
Yeah, I'm looking and spinning around.
I'm bending around the microphone looking at my computer screen because the microphone's too damn high.
Okay. But even little Harry Cox would call him Mimosa Bitch. I forget what his real name is. We were friends. He's since moved to New York.
Okay.
But, yeah, I would take my kids there every Sunday. And always tipped very well because they worked hard for the money.
And no problem with them, huh?
None. Never.
Well,
went there a lot.
Let me tell you what happened Gay Pride weekend out here. Now, first of all, they are typically busy. There's only one. Okay, so there was a Hamburger Mary's in Phoenix. They shut down. There was a Hamburger Mary's in San Diego. They changed names to Moe's. The only two Hamburger Mary's that I know of still today, the one in Long Beach and the one in Los Angeles. And so we went to the one in Long
Beach. That was the one we ate at.
Yes,
With Miss Kitty.
Miss Kitty. And we had a great time up there. And the chili was amazing. I will say the chili was good. But so we went to the Long Beach Pride one. And we were like, okay, well, we wanted to eat. We were there to eat. This was after Pride. This was on Sunday night. It was like 8 o'clock at night. Shit was shutting down. And we just wanted to sit down and eat some fucking food for dinner. Well, they had this back room. The back room was open. There was a couple of people in there. And we went and sat down. The waiter came and goes, I'm sorry. You're going to have to move out of here because we're closing this down out here. We're like, we're closing this section down. And we're like, okay, well, there's nowhere else to eat or sit inside. So where should we go? I'm sorry. You're just going to have to find a waiter or somebody who's serving food and just tell them what you want. And order, and then just kind of stand around and see if you can find a spot to sit. If not, then, well, that's just the way it's going to have to be, because we're super busy tonight. So, I'm sorry. That's what the bitch said. That's what she said. And by she, that was a dude. A dude said that to us. And so...
No, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. That's just the way it is. That's the way it's got to be, because we're busy. We're busy tonight. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? And I have a low tolerance for bad customer service. And to me, that was horrible customer service. And I hold a grudge, honey. And I take it out on fucking Yelp. So anybody want to read my Yelp comments, look me up on Yelp.com. It's under Dallas Gay Pod, of course. And I am exposing these fucking queens out here in Orange County. You wonder why you don't have... Well, they had business that night because it was Gay Pride. But any other night, they're slowing down... All the Hamburger Marys are going out of business. You wonder why? Because they fucking suck. Shitty attitudes, shitty drag queens. Ooh, should I say that? Well, I told you about the drag show that we went to. It was a little trash on Sunday. Anyways, well, I'm not going to bitch to just bitch, but the service was bad. So we went next door to the Waffle and Fried Chicken House. And let me tell you, honey, that was the fucking best, amazing fried chicken I have ever had. The next time you come here... That is where we are going after drinking, even if we have to drive all the way from down here in Laguna Beach to Long Beach. We are going there for the fucking fried chicken and waffles, because that
it's amazing. better than
let me tell you how it works.
My old
lovers. Yes, let me tell you how it works. Oh. You order fried chicken and waffles. You tell them what you know, pieces of chicken you want, you know, leg, thighs, breast, whatever. They bring it out. The fried chicken is on a plate by itself, and it's smothered in gravy, completely covered in gravy. And then they bring you two waffles, huge waffles, the whole plate, waffles. And and I don't like waffles. I don't care for waffles. I don't like them. And it was the most amazing after drinking all day dinner meal I have ever had in my entire life. It was so, so, so amazing. It was so good. It was really, 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 really good. So
awesome. Anyways,
so that is my Gay Pride. Let me make sure I check all these out. Gay Pride stories. I want to say hi to all the people at the Log Cabin Republican booths who showed up. There were some hotties at this Pride at the Log Cabin Republican booth. Let me just tell you about that. And if you want some confirmation, ask Robert, because he became friends with one of them. A little too friendly with one of them, but I digress. Whatever. Mm-hmm. He came home with
me. Okay, we'll leave that one alone.
He came home with me. That's all that matters.
Oh.
What?
Wait a minute.
What?
Oh, I was nothing. I was trying to do something. Music started playing in my ear, and I couldn't hear you.
It wasn't me, honey. It wasn't me.
I know. It was me. My faux pas.
The other thing I want to mention is the OC AIDS Walk fundraiser that we did at Dirty Nelly's. It was a great success. We raised a lot of money, and we had a hell of a lot of fun. I didn't break any bones, just barely, but I'm going to say that I'm going to be performing this next week at Big Hair Bingo at Cobalt in downtown Phoenix, which is May 23rd. This is coming Saturday, and I will be there. Well, I won't be there, honey, but Miss Jazana Stranger will be there, and she's performing a couple numbers and assistant hosting, or whatever you call it. greeter, or whatever, blah, 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 at Cobalt, and it's spelled with a K, in downtown Phoenix. You can go to our website at DallasKpod.com to get more information about it. So if you're in Phoenix, come by, check us out at Cobalt. It's going to be hella fun. Wear a wig. You get in $5 off if you wear a wig. To the bingo, all the money goes to cash prizes. So it's not like you're coming in and you're giving money just for cover and then you've got to, worry about shitty prizes. It's cash prizes from the money from the cover. So it should be tons of fun. Cobalt is giving us really kick-ass deal, great drink specials, and it's just going to be tons of fun, honey. Tons of fun.
I need to say something real quick. The little clip that I sent you that we played in the beginning about the felching?
Yes.
Armageddon. Well, where I got that from is from my friend Brett, and he posted it to his Facebook. So, I grabbed it and I sent it to you, and I just put up there just now that my status was podcasting with Captain, yes. And he commented, "Make sure you play the Armageddon clip." And I said, "Dude, we opened with it." So, thank you for that, Brett.
Yes, exactly.
So, I just wanted
And I was going to mention afterwards, I said that the guy's name was Andrew Kinky Fardum. Is that what I heard correctly? Was it Kinky Fardum? And is that his real name? Or is that the name he just gave to the police?
That's probably just the name he gave to the police.
Andrew Kinky Fardum. Did you hear that too? That's what I heard. And that was before I started drinking.
He kept going, Armageddon!
Armageddon! Safety word, Armageddon! That's a great safety word. And for those of you listening live in our chat room right now, you don't know what we're talking about. We opened the show with this sound clip of a radio host reading this news story about a guy who shoved a gerbil up his boyfriend's ass, which, by the way, is not felching. The radio show host said it was felching. It was not felching. That is not a felch, honey. If you want to know what a felch is, Google it, but that is not felching. Shoving a gerbil up your ass is not felching. Anyway, what happened was extravagate. That's not the right word. Excavate the gerbil from out of his boyfriend's ass.
Extravagate? How do you extravagate a gerbil? You put earrings on it?
Earrings on it, girl. Earrings. Some bling, bling, bling. Anyway, so what I recommend is... what they did was they put a toilet paper roll up the dude's ass, and then he lit a match. Well, honey, out the ass comes methane gas called a fart. And whenever you open up the asshole and that gas is free to release itself, and you light a match with that, you're going to have something called an explosion of anal gases. And so that's what happened. So if you are wondering what we're talking about in the chat room right now, you have to wait and download the episode or listen to it online at DallasKpod.com when I post it tomorrow to hear the actual clip, but it was redonkulous. But yes, I was confused about the guy's name because I thought his name was Andrew Kinky Fardum, and I thought, no way in hell that guy's name is Andrew Kinky Fardum. I mean, Kinky maybe, but Fardum, are you serious? I don't think so. So speaking about Kinky, honey, let's talk about the straight boys for a minute. So you're a straight girl. I took off the hat because my head is itching. I'm tired of the hat. So you're straight, correct? Usually.
Yes.
Usually you are.
Continue.
And anyway, so, guys love girl-on-girl porn, correct? Like, that's like hot for dudes.
Yeah, they like it a lot.
Girl-on-girl porn. But, so this comment comes from a listener, reader, whatever. And she was saying that she's tried to get her boyfriend to watch guy-on-guy porn with her. She's stating that, they're game with this whole pseudo lesbian pawing each other, blah, 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 girls licking and kissing and tonguing and blah, 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 blah. But they draw the line at the man-on-man love.
Right.
So, I was doing some thinking, and I'm thinking, okay, there's a lot that a straight man can learn about sex by watching us queers go at it. You know what I mean? So, what I have is 8 great little tips that straight men can learn from gay porn. And by straight men, I'm obviously meaning the straight women who listen to the show. who have straight men, you know, poking them in the vagina every night. Which I've seen some porn of some girls getting poked up the butthole, so I know some dude, you know, dudes like the butthole every once in a while. But here we go. Number one, we all want to feel someone. Men take the blame for wanting anal sex, but a lot of women want to do it as well. Fonda,
keep going.
Okay, well. If straight men, like, loosened up and, like, came down to reality, men, all men, gay or straight, have something back there that'll get them off. It's called the prostate, right?
Yeah, and we girls, we don't have one.
But girls are into it kinkily-wise, right?
Some, yeah.
All I'm saying for the single ladies, all the straight girls out there, is that you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. You know what I'm saying? Like, you've taken up the ass before. So if you're going to take it up the ass, whoever you're fucking on the side or whoever you're doing the ditty with ought to be able to, you know. What's so funny?
You said whoever you're doing the duty with.
I didn't say duty. I said ditty. Whoever you're doing the ditty with ought to be able to man up.
You said duty.
Better be able to man up and take it up the asshole just like you are. I don't understand why that guys, straight guys can fuck a girl's ass and not think that that's weird, and be freaked out that two dudes fuck up the ass. You know what I'm saying? That to me is like, blows my mind. Right?
I don't know.
You don't
know? Yeah, I don't. It's all psychological.
It's all psychological.
It's in their head. If they're if they're banging a girl's butthole, they don't think it's bad.
My fingers smell like the air freshener.
I thought you were going to say my finger smell like a butthole.
No, honey. Number two, be fucking aggressive. Straight men, listen, gay porn can be a little rougher and still consensual, meaning not rape. Something about a man throwing a woman against the wall to kiss you is fucking sexy. It shows you want to do her with passion. It's not like, you know, they're made out of porcelain or they're glass. They're not going to fucking break. Okay, I'm at the limit with my cocktails where now I can no longer speak clearly, so no more cocktails until the show's over, but feel free to let the girl know how bad you want it. Throw her ass, pussy, vagina against the damn wall and let her have it. That's all I'm saying. Not everybody. That's all I'm saying, Fonda. Look at you. Look how big of a whore you are.
Shut up, will you?
What do you mean, shut up?
I am not a whore.
That's true.
I mean, shut up. I am not a whore.
We should welcome Roger in Dallas. Roger, I don't know if you're gay, straight, whoever you are, whatever, but if you'd like to weigh in on this, please let us know. Now that I don't know Roger, I'm a little self-paranoid, so I'm putting the hat back on because I didn't comb my hairs. Anyways, number three, wear nice underwear. What is it with straight men wearing these god-awful whitey-tighties with streaks in the back or holes in the crotch or... these boxers, what the fuck are boxers? You know, you can bum around the house in boxers, but if you want to turn a chick on, do not wear fucking, Vonda, do boxers turn you on?
I like some boxers.
Like, no, explain some boxers, because to me, boxers are like shorts.
Well, I mean, like great big baggy gangsta boxers, no, but little cute boxers, yeah. I like boxers.
Like boxers.
I hate whitey tighties.
Oh, I hate whitey tighties, too.
Hate them.
Are the ultimate knowledge creator, enforcer of nice underwear. Packaging does a lot for a package. Leopard banana hammocks are more than a niche market, but a decent pair of tidy whities is a total improvement. So if you want to go the tidy whitey route, there are some hot fucking, and I have a pair. Hot fucking pair of like Calvin Klein's that are white and they have the red or the blue band around them. The color does miracles for the kink factor, if you will. So yes, invest in some nice underwear. None of these little, what do they sell at Walmart and Target? Hanes. Hanes are not cool, honey. Like, go. It's better to wear nothing at all than to wear Hanes.
What about boxer briefs?
Okay, now, boxer trunks are okay. I don't do the boxer briefs. And I know they're comfortable, I know they're whatever, but they're not hot. They look like they remind me of the Mormon underwear that the Mormons wear to the temple. Do you know what I mean? Those temple garments.
That's the
long. Okay, they go down to your knee. Nobody wants to see that shit. Wear the trunks if you want to wear anything at all. wear nice little white trunks. You can buy them at any little store besides Walmart, because Walmart trunks are, I don't even know that Walmart sells trunks, to be honest with you. It's been so long since I bought underwear at Walmart. I have bought some underwear at Target recently that were kind of cute, but I was going for the comfort factor. You know, when I'm on my period and all, and I don't want to really care about being sexy. But yes, nice underwear is important for your wiener and turning your mate on, whether you're gay or straight. Role equality. Number four, both men and women have the ability to be, quote-unquote, the top or, quote-unquote, the bottom. What most women want to be the one taking the lead, and sometimes they don't, right?
Say that again?
I'm saying that sometimes women want to take the lead. It's not all about the man, like, banging the chick on top. You're on your back, bitch. You're on your back, bitch. I'm banging you. Sometimes women want to take the role.
Yeah.
That's one thing that straight men can learn from gay men, is that it's versatility that makes a hot sex life. It's not all about, I'm going to bang my chick, I'm going to bend her over the bed and, like, fuck her, whatever style you call that. You know, it's about a little versatility. Mix it up. Let her ride your cock for a while.
Where is a fat cock when you need it the most? A heart-throbbing rod to fill up your butthole. If you know Madonna's real last name, or talk about football like it's lame, then I don't need no carrying on. 'Cause you know that you're gay, you wanna suck cock, you say that you're straight, but we know that you're not. You are so far in the closet that you have found your Christmas presents. We know you are gay, we all know, don't lie, you should come out. I think it's really about time. You know that you're gay, you're really gay. You need an all-male holiday, a place where just boys frolic and play, and you can let it all hang out. You know that you're gay, you want your butt fucked, you say that you're straight, but you want cock to suck. You know that you're ass, you want guys to pound, and when you shower at the gym you look down. You know you are gay, we all know, don't lie, you should come out. About time, you know that you're gay. You know that you're gay. Yes, you are really gay. Yes, you're really fucking gay.
Gay Pod!